Tonight I will tell you a story. A story that is 500 years old. So it's a story from history. O istorie de acum 500 de ani. Why? Because about this month and in a few days, October 31st, 1517, 1517. What happened? Reforma, yes. This Augustinian monk, also a theology professor at the University of Wittenberg, he nailed his 95 theses on the door of the castle church in Wittenberg. 95 theses. He was hoping to reform and revive and revolutionize the Roman Catholic Church. He was not dreaming to have a reformation or a split from the church. He wanted a revival. He wanted trezire, revoluție. He wanted to reform the Roman Catholic Church, 95 theses, especially against the corrupted structure of the church, the papacy, indulgences, they were sold, documents, little documents with the seal of the Pope. You will just fill the name and you'll fill your sin. Your sin that you committed, or maybe even the sin that you are about to commit, and you will pay for it. And they will give you such a document saying, Ego te absolvo, you are forgiven, called indulgences. Because the Pope was trying to find resources and fundraises money for new basilica in Rome. San Pietro now. If you go there to visit the beautiful architecture of San Pietro, that was built on such indulgences, such false way of buying forgiveness. And many, many other things that Luther was fighting against in the Roman Catholic Church. He got in trouble, obviously. In a few years, he was excommunicated from the church. More exactly, June 15, 1520. And then, of course, the church was just excommunicating him from the church theologically and considered him a heretic, l'ha considerato un eretic. But then the civil court has to condemn him, and the punishment was the capital punishment, death. Okay? So a year later, April 18, he was brought before the king, before the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, who was Charles Quintul, Charles V, and he was asked two questions, basically. A bunch of books were there on the table, and Eck was his prosecutor, that's the name of the prosecutor, and straight, very straight, he was just brought in, and they asked him, are those books written by you? Are you the author of these books? And he said, yes. He looked through them, he checked them out, and he said, yes. And the second question was, are you willing to recant? Are you willing to renounce all your teaching, all your ideas, all your heresies? And he said, I need one day. I need one more day. So the whole night he spends in prayer. Because the moment you said, you say you will say no will be the death sentence. So it wasn't that easy, that simple. The next day, the same questions, the same two questions, and this is how he answers. I want to read to you. When he was asked, do you recant? Are you willing to recant? He said, before the emperor, since your most serene majesty and your high mightinesses require of me a simple, clear, and direct answer, I will give you one, and it is this. I cannot submit my fate either to the Pope or to the Council, because it is as clear as noonday that they have fallen into error, and even into glaring inconsistencies with themselves. And here comes the famous part that you probably are familiar or you heard it before. If then I'm not convinced by the proof from the Holy Scripture or by plain and clear reasons and arguments, if I'm not satisfied by the very text I have cited, which was the Scripture, and if my judgment is not in this way brought into subjection to God's word, the Holy Scripture, I neither cannot will retract anything, for it cannot be either safe or honest for a Christian to speak against his conscience. Here I stand, I cannot do otherwise, God help me. A week later, Charles Quintal declares him a heretic, and now he was to be executed. But in Saxonia, where he came from, and in the central park, in the north central part of Germany, he was from that part, Saxonia, there was a prince, Frederick the Wise. He made some arrangements with the emperor, so that Martin Luther will not be immediately, in the same day, arrested. Also, Friedrich the Wise arranged with some of his men and subordinates to kidnap him and bring him and put him into a castle, Wartburg, Castellul Wartburg. Okay, and this is interesting. Friedrich the Wise said, don't tell me where did you put him, because continuously for the next year, he was asked, bring Luther for the execution, bring him out, where is Luther? And Friedrich the Wise will say, I don't know, I have no idea. But actually, Luther was hiding in his castle in Wartburg. And there, he translated the New Testament from Latin to German. So about this, I want to speak with you tonight, about the inheritance, or about the treasure, or about the basic principles of the Reformations, and more clearly about the five solas of the Reformation. You probably know about the five solas of the Reformation. Solas means, in limba latină, doar, numai, aceste principii, cinci principii de bază, cinci principii fundamentale pe care Reforma le-a avut, pe care reformatorii le-au avut, five basic principles, five solas. You know what they are? Probably Colleen knows. First one, sola, sola scriptura. Another one, sola fide, sola fide, numai credința. Another one, sola grația, very good, numai harul, avem o cântare, numai harul, only grace, by grace alone, by faith in Jesus Christ alone. The fourth one, here it comes a little trick. Solus, because it's masculine, but you're right. You're absolutely right. solus Christus. And then there is another one. Soli Deo Gloria. Only to God be the glory. So I'll present the five solas to you, but I will challenge you to see if they are part of your theology, they are part of your life, they are part of your belief, if they are part of your practice. Okay? So here is the challenge. Let's start. Now, as a text, we will have different scriptures, but mainly we will stay in Galatians, in the epistle to the church of Galatia. And I'm going to read from Galatians 1, chapter 1, just the first five verses as the motto of this message. Paul, an apostle sent not from men, nor by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Almost all five of them, you will find them in this little passage. But we will have different other scriptures, also from Galatians and from Romans, from Ephesians, and from different places. Not too much, not too heavy. I'm trying to keep it simple and to keep it practical. So let's see, sola scriptura. Sola scriptura. By scripture alone. Only the Bible. Only the Bible. Numai scriptura. Numai Biblia. Numai Sfânta Scriptura. But it's very, very interesting to notice something. So please open Galatians 2, verse 16. Galaten 2 cu 16. I know we are using the New King James Version, probably. Noua versiune King James. And watch this, what Paul says here. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus and Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. Where there is sola scriptura in the Pauline theology, in Paul writings, unde găsim numai scriptura în scrierile apostolului Pavel? Cum ne dăm seama că Pavel a folosit numai Scriptura? He used only the Bible. He used only the Scripture to base his teaching upon. How we know that? Look, it says right here, knowing. Knowing from where? Knowing from where? He says knowing, știm. Știm. De unde știm? From the Scriptures, yes, from the Scriptures. These principles were not invented by Paul. Sola Scriptura is not a principle invented by Paul. Paul never appealed to tradition or to other things. He built everything on the Scripture. So I want you to observe this very, very simple and very easy principle. But first of all, one verse from the Old Testament will be Psalm 143, verse 2. Psalmul 143, versetul 2. Very interesting, especially in the original text. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. Nimeni nu este neprihănit în prezența ta. Nimeni nu poate fi neprihănit în prezența ta. În textul original, accentul este prin lucrarea legii, prin faptele legii, prin împlinirea legii, pentru că nimeni n-a putut să împlinească. No, nobody was able to fulfill the law. The only one who fulfilled the law was who? Jesus Christ. Yes, yes. Okay? So that's a good starting point. But then please open Galatians 3 and let's look carefully how the principle sola scriptura worked in the Pauline theology, in the Pauline writings. The way Paul builded on the principle sola scriptura. And watch this, Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 to 14. Okay? And watch this. We are reading from 6 to 14. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And right there, there is a quotation from Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Okay? So he's quoting the Bible. He's quoting the Old Testament. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Verse 8. And the scriptures, foreseeing that God will justify the Gentiles, chiar și pe neamuri, nu numai pe evrei, by faith, preached the gospel, atenție, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, another quotation, see, another quotation, in you all the nations shall be blessed. And that's a quotation from Genesis 12:3, 18:18. Genesis 22:18, 26:4. So Paul is very strongly anchored in the scripture, in the Bible. Verse 9. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many, versetul 10, verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it's written, another quotation, this time from Deuteronomy 27:26. Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. And that's another quotation from Deuteronomy 27:26. Verse 11. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for, another quotation, the just shall live by faith. And that's another quotation from where? Where do we find? Cel neprihănit va trăi prin credință. Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Verse 12. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Another quotation from Leviticus 18:5, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it's written, another quotation, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Deuteronomy 21:23. So you see, sola scriptura means all the teaching, all the principles are based on the scripture. Luther said, unless you prove me wrong using the Bible, unless you show me in all my books where I quote the Bible that those things are wrong and false, I cannot recant, and I will not recant, and I'm willing to die. In other words, but the principle for us here in 2017, 500 years later, it's the same. Show me in the Bible. Show me what the Bible says. It's not your tradition, my tradition, people's tradition. No, it's the Holy Scripture, sola scriptura. The second sola is sola fide, sola fide. Okay, and here we will work again with the text in Galatians 2:16. This is a key word, key text that I'm using tonight, Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. Nimeni nu poate fi socotit neprihănit prin faptele legii, ci doar prin credință. Dar atenție! Please be very careful. And here we are making a big mistake very often. It's the faith in Jesus Christ. It's the faith in the Son of God. It's the faith in the works of Jesus Christ, who are complete, who are perfect, and nothing and nobody can add to that. It's not faith in faith, the faith movement. Oh, just believe. Just believe. Just declare. Just speak words. No, no, no. It's not that. That's an extreme. I'm sorry for people who may like that kind of exercise. No, here, sola fide means faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in the Son of God. Faith in the works and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who died, who rose again, who sits in heaven on the right side of the Father and intercedes for us, and the works of Jesus Christ, faith in Christ, that's what saves. That's what 500 years ago Luther said. And it's true for us today. Sola fide, sola fide. It's very important. Even more, a more classic text or classic verse that you probably even know by heart. I know this one by heart. Am fost răstignit împreună cu Hristos și trăiesc, dar nu mai trăiesc eu, ci Hristos trăiește în mine. Și, mai departe, și viața pe care o trăiesc acum în trup, o trăiesc în credința în Fiul lui Dumnezeu, care m-a iubit. Watch this. I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. Okay? The faith in Jesus Christ is not any kind of faith. It's the faith in Jesus Christ, being the Son of God, being God incarnated, being crucified, being the perfect sacrifice in my place for my salvation. Then even a more famous text, Ephesians 2, Efeseni 2, versetele 8 și 9. Prin har ați fost mântuiți, prin? Through faith. Și aceasta nu vine de la noi, ci este darul lui Dumnezeu. Nu prin fapte, ca să nu se laude nimeni. It's not by merit. It's not that you can add something. It's not that you can say, you know, yeah, the sacrifice of Christ is good, it's important, it's beautiful, it's amazing, it's exactly what saves us. But we need to do something more. It's the Holy Scripture, and it's holy, and it's the living Word of God, but we have to add something. Here is where we, in 500 years, we departed from this solas, from this basic teachings of the Bible and of the Reformation. The third sola is sola gratia, sola gratia, numai harul, only grace, and watch this, Galatians 1:3, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I spoke with the rabbi this morning, and when we departed, I said shalom to him, because that's what the famous Jewish greeting is, shalom. But you will see in Christianity, and you will see in Paul, in a Pauline literature, in Pauline letters, he will always say, grace and peace, grace and peace. So he says peace as the complete, the wholeness of being in peace with God in the covenant, but he adds something that only Christianity added, and that's grace, grace. In Old Testament, they will not understand grace, the way grace is functioning and working in Jesus Christ. So, sola gratia is the third sola. Galatians 1:6, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. He's shocked. And my text, which is a different translation, says, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you so easily turn to a false gospel, a prosperity gospel, an easygoing gospel, just because we are applying grace in a wrong way. We understand grace in the wrong way. Grace means something that Christ did and we received with no payment, with no merits, with no way of deserving this. Okay? That kind of grace. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was imprisoned under the Nazi, and he was also martyred by them, was a Lutheran German pastor. He will talk a lot about the cheap grace. And I'm afraid today in the modern Christianity, we talk a lot and we practice a lot the cheap grace. We don't understand grace. We use grace the way we like. Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's the grace. The grace covers for you. The grace provides for you. It's the grace. Yeah, God knows we are weak. God knows we are earthly vessels. God knows that it's difficult in this world. But the grace, don't worry, the grace. No, this grace, sola gratia, cost Christ his life. This grace was paid by him, not by me or by us, with the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So please reconsider. And then watch this. Galatians 1:15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace, m-a chemat prin harul său, m-a pus deoparte din pântecele mamei mele și m-a chemat prin harul său. Then that grace was recognized, Galatians 2:9. And when James, Cephas, or Peter, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they should go to the circumcised. They perceived the grace. They observed the grace. They recognized the grace that worked and Paul. Now we go to the classic text, Ephesians 2, again, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Prin har ați fost mântuiți, prin credință. Și aceasta nu vine de la voi, ci este darul lui Dumnezeu. You know what the problem is with us? It's we are so easy and so quick to judge the Roman Catholic Church, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and we say, oh, they fall so far from the truth, from the grace, from the true gospel, from sola scriptura. They added so much. We added too. In 500 years, we added a lot. Yeah, it's sola scriptura, but the way I understand the sola scriptura, not the way you understand the sola scriptura. Luther gave us the Bible in our own language, which of course in Romania and Transylvania it's a different story. Reformation influenced especially Transylvania, part of the north of Romania. Okay? But was a small influence, not a big revival, not a big revolution or reformation. But the Bible, especially with the radical reform, reforma radicale, noi suntem fii copii reforme radicale. I'll probably touch on that if time will allow. And we have the Bible. Now, there is a risk because I say, well, I read the Bible and I interpret the Bible the way I see fit, the way the Holy Spirit inspires me. Then next door, the Baptist pastor, the Baptist brethren will say the same thing. Next door, next street, you will find a Seventh-day Adventist with sola scriptura in their hands, interpreting the text, true, and adding or subtracting or interpreting. Now we all interpret. Now we all pray and look and hope. But the problem is we added a lot. We added a lot. So the third one is sola gratia. Let's look at the fourth one, solus Christus. It's just simply the adjustment or the in accordance with the noun that is masculine, and it's solus, it's not sola, and it's Christ alone. Again, Galatians 1:3. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. He might deliver us from this present evil age. Only he. And we even have texts who are more accustomed to us. John 14 and verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Nimeni nu vine la Tatăl decât prin mine. We even have a bigger one. Most key in this regard. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The man Christ Jesus. Remember when the layman from the Solomon's entrance was healed. Paraliticul acela sau de la Poarta Frumoasă, Ologul. He was taken to the with Peter and John. People were gathered. It was a big miracle. Of course, they were brought instantly. They were brought before the religious tribunal of Israel, Sanhedrin. A fost duși înaintea Sanhedrinului. And that's what Peter says there. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Fapte capitolul 4, 12. Salvation, it's found in no one else, for there is no other name under the heaven given to men by whom we must be saved. Jesus Christ, the only name who saves, the only name, not the Pope, not the patriarchs, not the saints, not the Holy Theotokos, the Holy Mother of God, not the Sabbath, not the speaking in tongues, Christ alone. Solus Christus, Christ alone. We added two. We added so many things. I don't want to turn into that for now. The last one is something that we sung the whole night tonight. Soli Deo Gloria. Galatians 1:5. To whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 1, verse 11 and 12. In him we were also chosen. Attention, please. Please pay very good attention to this, if possible. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplished all things according to the intention of his will. Okay? So we were chosen, we were destined, with the purpose of the one who accomplished all things according with the intention of his will. So what is all this? The will, the intention, the accomplishment, the destined, the chosen. What for? Guess what? So that we may exist for the praise of his glory. Am fost aleși ca să slujim de laudă slavei sale, for his glory. How beautiful that is. You know how chapter 11 ends in Romans 11, verse 36? Maybe you can put that scripture. Cum se termină capitolul 11, versetul 36? We even sing this one. From him, through him, to him, they are all things. And to him be the glory. We were made, we were created in God's image so we can serve for his glory. But only if sola scriptura is the base of our life. Only if we live and practice and walk by faith, and only if we live through the grace of Christ, only if solus Christus is the Lord of our hearts. Sfințiți în inimile voastre pe Hristos ca Domn. Înălțați-L, stăpâniți-L. And before I close, there are two more solas. Anybody knows? There are two more. not by the Reformation. They were later on added, but there are two more, and I will not talk about them tonight. Tonight, my intention was, because of the 500 years of Reformation, because of this great landmark date, August 31st, in a few days, 1517, I thought we may reflect, we may think about. But there are two more solas. And it's in verse 6, in Galatians 1, verse 6. I'm shocked how easy you turn to another gospel, because there is only one gospel. Even if an angel from heaven will come with a different gospel, let it be anathema. Even if we will come to you with a different gospel, do not receive it, do not accept it, Paul says. So there will be solum, not sola, solum evangelium, okay? O singula evangelie. Și mai este una. Ar mai fi una. Sola ecclesia. Sola ecclesia. O singură biserică. Dar despre asta o să vorbim, we'll talk in another time. Let's prepare ourselves to go before God in prayer, and let's seriously reflect, maybe tonight and tomorrow and the days to come. Let's reflect. Are we really based on the Scripture? All the teachings that we have, are they based on the Holy Scripture? Or maybe they are customs, obiceiuri omenești, tradiții, traditions, and rituals, programe religioase. Are we staying alone on the Bible, on the Holy Scripture? Is our faith strong in Jesus Christ and in His work, in His sacrifice, in His merits? Not my faith, not my works. Oh, you have to receive Christ, but then you have to be good, then you have to do a lot of things that you have to... No, no, no. The Word of God, the Holy Spirit of God in your life will transform you. And then salvation will be a process. So the true question is, are you still in the process of salvation? Are you born again? Do you have Christ, Solus Christus, in your heart as Lord and Savior? Are you growing, permanently growing? Are you part of the process of salvation? You know, people are saying, oh, can you lose salvation or not? Yeah, like salvation is a watch that you can lose, or salvation is a book that you can lose. No, it's a wrong question. The true question, the correct question is, are you in the process? Now that you were born again, now that you receive Christ, now that you repented, are you in the process? Are you growing? Are you walking with Christ? Are you committed to Christ every day? Are you maturing in Christ every day? That's the question. That's the true question. Because the proper question, the question before, can you lose salvation, is almost like you will say, can you die by cancer instantly? And the answer is, no, you cannot die by cancer instantly. Deci, cum ai ești contaminat sau cum ai luat virusul, cancerul, nu mori imediat. You don't die instantly. But if you're not treated, you can die. If you're not walking with the Lord, you can die. You can lose salvation. If you're not growing in the Lord, you can lose salvation. If you're not fully committed, fully surrendered, fully focused on Christ and walking with Christ every day, you can lose salvation because you're stepping out of the process. See? Sola Scriptura, sola fide, sola gratia, solus Christus, and soli Deo Gloria. Let's go before the Lord. Stand up, please. Let's go before the Lord and pray and say, Lord, the Scripture and to the Scripture alone. We want to be strongly anchored in the faith and the faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and His works. And let it be a living faith. And I trust in You, and I trust in Your work, and I trust in Your salvation, and I trust in everything that You accomplished on the cross for me. Now I live by grace alone. And this grace has a very, very high standard of holiness, something that I cannot accomplish by myself. Is the grace of God. The grace that I can live and I will be brought in through the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's my life. Is my life really lived through the glory of God? In other words, let's apply practically like this and then we pray. Is everything I do honors You? Lord, does everything that I speak, it's to Your glory, brings glory to You. I'm watching the internet. Whatever I watch, is that bringing glory to You, Lord? Is that honoring You, Lord? The way I speak to my wife, the way I speak to my kids, the way I speak to my pastor, the way I speak to my neighbor, is that honoring You? Because I was created only for the purpose to live for Your glory. Să slujesc de laudă slavei tale. Is that everything that I do in my life honoring You? Is that bringing glory to You, Lord? If not, change me, Lord. Transform me. Bring me back to the sola scriptura. Bring me back through the faith in Jesus Christ. Bring me back to the grace that cost You the life on the cross. Bring me back to Christ alone, the center, the only of my life, the only lover of my life, so I can live for Your glory. For Your glory alone. Let's pray together.